Hey, before this episode, I just want to tell you, I know you like listening to the audio podcast, but did you know there's now a video podcast? It's on YouTube. Just search my name, Abe Cannon, or youtube.com/AbeCannon, AbeCannon. And if you're listening on iTunes or wherever you're listening, leave a nice review, give us a rating. That'd be pretty nice of you. Thank you. Welcome to the Slob Show.
What up? Yay, yay.
It's Al Roker Jr. there. I'm Abe, of course. Hey, you know how they say closed mouths don't get fed?
No, but sure.
You've never heard that? Isn't that the saying?
I've never heard that saying before, but that is true.
But wait, you never heard that?
I've never heard that.
What?
No.
That's shocking. Let me look that up and make sure I'm saying that right. Closed mouths don't get fed. I mean, it comes right up here. What does closed mouths don't get fed mean?
Okay.
I'm not saying
that that didn't exist.
No, I know, I always second guess myself when people don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I just haven't heard closed mouths don't get fed. That's all.
Some principles of success. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. This means speak up and ask for what you need. The lazy hustler won't get bread to reap the rewards. You have to work hard. Whatever.
There you go. Fair enough. So,
me, I have an open mouth.
Ah. So
I got at my work an iced coffee machine. I spoke up and I said, hey, I want iced coffee. And the next day we had an iced coffee machine. So I'm like Morgan Freeman now from Shawshank Redemption at my work. I'm like, wow, is it red, right?
People are coming to you for you to ask for things.
You come to me on the day of my iced coffee machine and it's for sale.
So they come to me.
Pack of cigarettes, maybe Anita Hayworth poster on the wall.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe some suds, a couple buckets.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe some rocks so I can make a chessboard. So people came to me, and the consensus was that everyone wanted hot liquid cheese. Nacho cheese.
That's nacho cheese. That's punchline of one of my favorite jokes. Go ahead.
So they came to me. I brought it to her. We had him on, Matt Scarano. Remember he was on the podcast talking about bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches?
Right.
So I go to him, and he's like, yeah, probably isn't going to happen. The next day, we have a $600 hot nacho cheese machine at work.
I didn't know that nacho cheese machines cost $600.
Or now, $450.
Are you supposed to just put the nacho cheese in your mouth? Do you just go underneath it like that? Or did they maybe supply you with some tortilla chips, too, or something?
Oh, every Tuesday moving forward, we're going to have nacho parties at work.
Ah, again, but in lieu of pay.
For some, yeah, of course. But yes. If you're not, I'd rather have nacho cheese than not.
Better than nothing, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, so like not only that, but they're going to have some chips, some jalapenos. It's Friday, we're having a taco party.
So if you're going to schedule a meeting, at least do it on Tuesday so that we've got the fresh tortilla chips and
exactly.
And we can have our nachos while we're having the meeting.
Yeah. So like the good thing is moving forward, every Slob Show, which takes place on Tuesday, will be followed by me eating a shitload of nachos
that you brought home from the station. Probably. And you bring home like a big
Tupperware of cheese.
Yes, exactly. That you warm it up in the microwave.
Yeah,
this is a pretty sight. This is a beautiful, beautiful picture you're painting here. Yes,
I should get like a big every day. I should leave there with a bowl of cheese. Could you reheat liquid cheese? I guess. Yeah, how does that work?
You can reheat it. Just use.
Will it get too hard?
Just use the reheat on your microwave.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I wouldn't reheat the same batch over and over.
Yeah. You put a little bit at a time to reheat it, you're saying.
I would also reheat it separately from the chips. Don't like put chips and cheese in the microwave and reheat it that way.
Do you want to hear this email that he sent out to the entire company?
Congratulations.
That's what he said.
Right? Yeah.
Hi, Chicago team. Yes, the day is finally here. The day where we present to you free hot liquid cheese. We'll be featuring Fritos, Doritos, and Cheetos, and stationary tacos with all the trimmings. That's on Tuesday, May 17th. that's when they'll be announcing Nacho Day. So every Tuesday moving forward, we will have nachos. I think this Friday we're having burritos or something. But let's see, where did it say that? Yes. We will have a taco bar this Friday. So that's this Friday. Then starting next Tuesday and every other Tuesday after that will be Nacho Day. And that's all because of me. So the whole point of all this
is that it's all because of you. That's the whole point of it.
That's correct.
Let's be honest. That's the whole point of it, that it's all because of you. Not and that management is doing something nice. Not that it's Taco Tuesday or Burrito Friday. The main point is you made this happen, and you want to make sure everybody knows it.
That's correct. Don't forget this. A closed mouth does not get
fed. A closed mouth. And Abe's mouth will not be closed on Tuesday when the nachos and the cheese is flowing.
Well, here's the thing. There's a way to ask for things and be annoying about it, and there's a way to ask for things and not be annoying about it. I was once told, in fact, by Tim Sabian, the program director for the Howard Stern channels, he's like, I've never met someone so persistent without being annoying. I would only hit him up every once in a while. Hey, Tim, you know, is there any openings at the channel? Blah, blah, blah. You have to ask. You can't just sit back. You can't just sit back and wait for things to happen. You have to go after these things. If I want hot nacho cheese, if I didn't say that, there'd be no hot nacho cheese. Here we are. You can't just sit back, no matter what you do in life. Now, I'm not saying be annoying. You can't be annoying. Right. Someone's like, that guy's annoying. But you have to figure out exactly when to ask, how to ask, and how often to do it.
Well, this is fascinating. So how do you know where the line is? How do you know that you haven't crossed the line from persistent into annoying? Because that's relative.
Yeah, it is.
What could be persistent to you could be annoying to someone else.
That's correct.
So how do you know where to draw the line?
Well, number one, you don't harp on things, right? You ask in a fun way. I mean, if it's something important, like if you want more money at work, you just ask. You have to go ask. And they will follow up with you. If you can't come in like a little bitch either and complain, you just go to them like, hey, I want more money. I think I should get more money, and here's why. Have a plan. Tell them why you want it. Cheese.
Let me say this, and I've always given this advice to my wife. If you're going to ask for a raise, you need to show them how it's going to benefit them.
Yeah.
You're going to need to show them how it's cost effective for them, what you bring to them, and what else you'll be bringing to them as a result. Because it can't just be money going out. It's not like they're just going to give you a raise because you deserve it. You have
But that's the thing.
I don't know about that.
Look at Deebo Samuel from the 49ers, right?
Did he get his contract?
He didn't. Not yet. But
yeah.
but he just asked, right? Because he'll be doing the same job.
Well, no, he asked because if they trade him, somebody else will give him the money.
Exactly.
If they let him out of his, if they let him off, then someone else will give him the money. You see,
I think and just like when you're trying to get a job, you don't want to be overbearing. Like you don't want to be annoying. Once you're annoying, they're done with you.
Right.
They don't want to hear from you.
Right.
So you do have, you're right. I don't know, Roker. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how to know exactly when you're not annoying. I guess you are persistent, but not too pushy. I think the word pushy is the thing you want to stay away from. And I made things happen. Iced coffee machine. We have a keg with a tap. We now have hot liquid cheese. We have a hot dog roller at work. These are all things, just a quick conversation.
You're just working at the state fair, aren't you?
Exactly.
It's like 7-Eleven. Rides. You're going to be a tilt-a-whirl in the
bumper cars.
Yeah.
But if you want something, you have to ask.
You have to ask.
No one will give you shit. Think about some of the radio stations we've worked at, Roker. No one gives you anything.
No.
They'd be happy if you just sat there and died at your desk, at your work. Like, they're just happy to be like, oh, status quo.
And kept your mouth shut.
That's what a lot of places want that. But when you find out people respect you when you open your mouth sometimes. And then you just say, hey, this is what I want. You were the head of the union. You know how to do that. You know how to ask questions and make things happen.
Well, I always say, and there's a lot of stories going on right now, if you watch the news, about how these different Amazon places around the country are now trying to unionize. Starbucks around the country is trying
everyone should be unionized.
And I'm like, and I always said, listen, even though I was like the union steward at like four different radio stations, I'm no.
Mainly because no one else wanted to do it.
Well, you know. You know, I'm no Norma Ray. I'm not getting on. That's I'm really showing my.
Yeah, who's that again?
Yeah. It's old Sally Field movie. You can Google it.
Okay.
She gets up on, writes on a big thing, union, gets up on a table. that's not me. But, you know, and my wife was management. We'd have this discussion because my wife was management at several different hotels.
Yeah.
And there were times when different factions inside the hotel, like the housekeepers or something like that, would try and unionize. And I would say, you know, it's funny. Every time people try and unionize, the company doesn't want them to do it.
Well, yeah, of course not.
And so all I would say is, why is that? Why do you think they are so against you joining a union?
Well, because they have to pay in more money.
It must be I don't like leading people to answers. I don't want to put something in their head. I just want them to come to their own conclusion. Why do you think they don't want you to join a union? Think about that.
Well, yeah.
And when you come up with, and then when you come up with that answer, you may also have the answer as to why you want to join the union. Now, of course, it doesn't, it goes back to what you were just saying about if you want something, you got to ask for it. You can't join a union and then sit on your hands and not utilize it. Like, oh, they're screwing me over. I've been screwing me over for the last year and a half.
Yeah. If you think you're getting screwed over, go say something.
Well, why didn't you say something? I mean, you're
paying. Well, a lot of people are afraid, right?
You went through all of the rigmarole to to unionize, bring in a union, do a vote, pay union dues, and now they're screwing you over on something, and you're not saying anything.
Yeah, that's the whole point of having a union.
You know, so it doesn't work if that's what a union is. It works because it works in numbers. You know, it's got a coalition behind it. It's got people behind it. You can't just sit on your hands.
Most important thing I want you to take away from this is that once again,
that it was your idea.
Shocked the world.
With
the cheese.
With the cheese, yes.
This is something that seems impossible. Impossible. And I did it. So.
You can.
I thought you, Broker, I thought this would be a big day for us. I thought someone like you, the slob show, the Yoda of the slob show.
No, I appreciate
this. This is something that the unions couldn't even do themselves.
That's true. In all the union meetings that I've ever been in, we never once asked for a nacho cheese machine. I don't know what we were thinking. I don't know what our problem was. We never, as we sat down at the bargaining table and went, we never went, nacho cheese machine.
Exactly. They're like, no problem.
They'd have been like, done.
Yeah.
Let's sign on the bottom line. Let's go. That's it.
All right. Let's go to, there's some good comments here so far. Chuck Hagen, you mentioned you were looking for good brats a while back. Jack and Pat's in Chicago Ridge has great ones. I've been to Jack and Pat's a bunch of times. I have not had their brats. Are they brat stop caliber, Chuck? That's the question. That's what I'm looking for. A brat stop, Joker. Do you know what brat stop caliber brat?
Before you were born, son. See, part of the
before I was born, what?
I knew about brat stop.
No, I'm not asking if you knew about brat stop. I'm asking you if there's a brat stop caliber brat in here. Chicago.
Probably, I would say no because it's Chicago. Mm. Part of what makes a brat stop caliber is because you're in Wisconsin.
Mm. But I ate them here on my grill, so.
But yes, but they're never. But are you saying you bought them there and cooked them here?
Yeah,
you're not talking about brats that were cooked and you ate.
I'm looking for brats. Like Brat Stop sells their brats, the same ones you could eat there, but you could also take them home. I took them home.
Right.
And
right.
I'm just wondering, where could I find a brat of that caliber? Because those are by far the greatest brats I've ever made.
I don't know if, you know, Bobak had amazing Polish sausage and cheese Polish, and they cut back on like the number of different things that they make. So I don't know if they have it, but I don't know. But I was going to say, as part of what makes it bratstop quality is because you're in Wisconsin. You know, the best mojito I ever had was in Miami. It was 85 degrees and sunny and February. And I was on a rooftop bar and it was Super Bowl.
Fuck you, Frank. Fuck you, Frank.
It's like I go to Jamaica and it's red stripe, red stripe, red stripe, red stripe. You get back to Chicago and you go to Benny's and you buy some red stripe. You're like, doesn't taste the same.
It's true. Yeah. See, but I don't think when I'm in Wisconsin, it's never like I see what you're saying with like Miami, because that's like a tourist destination. I never go to Wisconsin for the tourism aspect. Well,
I go there for what they do right. They do cheese right.
Yeah.
They do dairy right. They do butter right. They do cheese. They do brats.
Look at Jeff Frank here giving us
sausages.
A little insight on the way he does this. Melt cheddar, add in some sour cream, green onions, and salsa. Now you have chili con queso, which is so much better than the melt. Well, come on. Jeff, come on, man.
Yeah, you don't want to do like just melted processed cheese.
That's what we have.
Sometimes that's what you have a taste for.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you can put some green chilies in there, get a little heat in there. I like the sour cream aspect of it.
Chad Taylor checking in. When's the station going to give you a substation area? That could be coming soon.
Why don't they just open up like a Jersey Mike's?
Oh,
in the kitchen.
Oh God, that's I said that would be the greatest thing ever.
You know, it's like the food court in like at college, right? Like you've got college where you can get the college food, but there's also like a McDonald's in there. There's also like, you know, like there's a Chick-fil-A over in UIC and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
You should just have them open up a Jersey Mike's in the radio station.
Well, I was saying I want the Fogo de Chao guys to walk around with the steaks, and just they walk them, studio just to have studio. Them
come in.
I'll have the go. Green. If the studio lights off, that means that they could come in
once a week.
Oh, that'd be great.
Once a month, just have them do it for barter, right? Have them do it, right?
Oh yeah.
They come in once a month.
Yeah, all we need is two guys.
Slice you off some meat while you're on the air.
God, it'd be awesome. I just tried Riccobenny's steak sandwich for the first time. I heard you guys talk about it before. It was delicious. I do like this. I don't get the breaded steak that often at Riccobenny's. I always get like the burger, the chicken, and all kinds of other stuff. But I do like the breaded steak. That's what they're known for, of course.
That's absolutely what they're known for. And other places, you can get it from other places too. I mean, it's a huge sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you ever put mayo on it?
Me?
Yeah.
I usually don't get a breaded steak sandwich anywhere. I usually get, like I told you, I get a combo. I get the Italian beef, Italian sausage combo.
Chad's making a great point here. He said, today is definitely not slob man weather.
It's tough. I'm going to go grill some burgers after the show's over.
But it's not good for, like, I notice a lot of slovenly men, in this kind of weather, you pick up the smell. Not us, of course. I always have a good smell. Roker does as well. But
yes,
a lot of these dudes walk around a few minutes in this weather and they just smell like shit.
You gotta
like the outside.
You gotta shower. You gotta groom. You gotta deodorant. When it gets like this, when it gets like this, you gotta powder.
Yeah,
you gotta powder.
Powder? Oh, you do the talcum powder?
It's okay. You can do some Gold Bond, or you can.
Do you do the spray?
Gold Bond even has a spray. Yeah, I've got the spray.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, you go work in a, you know, if you're not in air conditioning, it's gonna go bad real quick.
Yeah, but you and I have been in air conditioning our whole lives, pretty much.
That's true. But you know, let's say you're going to Riot Fest or something.
Oh yeah,
something like that, where you're going to be out in the sun. You're going to be out there. You gotta make sure that you're nice and cool. You're going to get those little under the titty sweat marks and
ugh,
that, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, you gotta, you know, you don't want that. I mean, it does take some, it does take some extra effort this time of year.
Yeah.
Once it gets hot and humid, especially when it gets humid.
I notice a lot of people, I call it the smell of the outside. They just pick up that smell of the outside. It's fucking disgusting.
See, but a lot of women like that. A lot of women, oh, manly. Do they? Manly.
That's not manly.
They like the smell of a man.
Yeah, a smell of a man is, isn't the smell of a man like oil or something? Like dirt.
Yeah, he smells like money is what he smells like. He smells like humid money.
But when you smell like shit, and that's not like the a no, manly
I'm
not smell.
Talking about. I'm just saying that I have known women that like this, like it when a man smells like he's got a little wear on him.
Yeah, but that's if they're like working in a garage or something. Not if they're just walking outside and picking up the fucking smells of the outside. they have their hands on like engines, oil.
I just went to the corner to get a newspaper. Now I smell like crap.
Exactly.
You smell like you've been running a marathon.
Yeah. Have we covered yet the fact that a shot of whipped cream is the best dessert? Like, I know we've mentioned it, but there is no better dessert than a shot of whipped cream, right?
I love whipped cream. It's light.
Yeah, delicious. It's 15 calories.
It's not terribly sweet. It's like just sweet enough. It actually cuts the sweetness on other things. It actually makes, you notice, next time you have an ice cream sundae or something like that, and it's got whipped cream on it, take a taste of it without the whipped cream and take a taste of it with the whipped cream.
Yeah.
The whipped cream actually makes the entire thing less sweet.
Interesting. I've never noticed that.
It mellows it out a little bit.
Interesting. Because I just do shots of whipped cream now.
Now, see, I love, like, whenever I get a cake, like, I just recently found out that Costco doesn't do whipped cream cakes.
Mm.
They just do frosting cakes.
I don't like frosting.
Sam's Club does whipped cream and frosting cakes. I love frosting cakes. I love whipped cream as the frosting.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. So we ended up getting a cake from Costco, and I forgot that they only do frosting cakes.
Mm.
And I took I'm like, oh, it's got frosting on it.
So diarrhea splatter checking in here. He took said whipped cream and oatmeal is heaven.
I took whipped cream on it, put whipped cream on it, and it made the frosting less sweet. Plus, I was getting whipped cream, so it worked.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Whipped cream and oatmeal, diarrhea splatter on YouTube is saying that. Have you heard that, Roker?
I've never even thought to put whipped cream on oatmeal.
Well, I don't eat oatmeal, so. But that sounds pretty good.
That could be. I mean, I'll give that a shot. I'll give it a try. It's kind of defeating the purpose of oatmeal.
Exactly. Like, why even eat the oatmeal?
But so is butter at that point. So, you know, yeah.
You don't eat butter by itself, dude. You just like eat sticks of butter.
No, but I'll be known to, like, you know, if I'm cutting some butter and I'm, you know, buttering something and there's like a little bit left on the thing, I'll eat that butter.
Well, yeah, like that.
Yeah.
But you don't like.
No, it's not like I'm like, it's not like I'm got a thing of butter and I'm eating it like it's a popsicle or something.
But if you go to Gibson's or something or any kind of steakhouse or any kind of nicer restaurant and they have that really good whipped butter, I could eat that on anything. I'll dip fries in that shit.
I had an idea the other day because we had waffles and I said, you know how you go to some pancake places and they'll have the hot syrup in a container on the thing? What if they had hot syrup and a container of hot butter?
Oh, God.
What if they put, when you went to get pancakes or waffles, they put a thing of hot butter on the table so you could pour melted butter?
I don't want melted butter.
What do you think? Yes, you do. You want?
No, I want it foamy.
It melts when you put it on your waffles and on your pancakes.
No, see, I eat it while, so I'll put enough on just to get one bite so it's nice and foamy. and then I'll eat it like that.
I say you want melted butter on that to be in those crevices of the waffles. You want it in with the pancakes. It's like how you have drawn butter, which is different than melted butter. You have drawn butter for your lobster tail,
yeah,
and your crab legs. Same thing. They give you the melted butter. They don't give you solid butter for it.
See, I like mine like, you ever see caulk in a bathroom? Like when they're caulking something?
Yes.
Like you
like
the,
it soft. You like it soft.
I want, like you mentioned all the crevices. I want to take like that, what's that thing called? A scraper that you put the caulk on? I want to pretty much go over the whole waffle where it's all covered, but I could see all the white. And then I want to eat it like that with like a layer of the butter. I don't want it completely melted.
So you like it soft and you like it soft, but not melted.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's perfect like that. And then you put the hot syrup on there. Oh,
God. Hot syrup's going to melt it.
No, you eat it right away. So I only put enough. I'd like to put just enough butter on the corner that I'm eating. Then you dip it in the syrup, eat it, and go through the whole waffle like that.
Well, when you go to Smitty's Pancake House and I have hot syrup and hot butter on the table, you can request soft butter, and I will make sure you have soft butter.
Does Claire give you a soft butter option when you're having these huge meals that she makes you?
Oh, we absolutely take the butter out ahead of time so it gets soft.
So you do keep your butter in the refrigerator because a lot of people keep it out.
No, we keep it in the refrigerator unless it's you were going to have a meal with, you know, bread that we're going to butter, or we're going to have pancakes or waffles or something that needs butter. You take the butter out so that it gets soft so that it will melt easier or that it will spread easier.
How long do you keep it out for?
I mean, it depends. On a day like today, you wouldn't need to keep it out very long.
See, I want that whipped butter. How do I get that done? That's what I'm always looking for. You know, like that they have it like Gibson's or something.
Well, basically, it's just, I mean, it is whipped butter. So all you can do is you just put it in you can do it in a food processor or a perfect thing would be one of those little small little ninja things.
Yeah.
That would kind of be perfect for
it. You just put the whole stick in there?
How much ever you're going to use, yeah.
Interesting.
And then it'll soften it up. Do it while it's soft, and then it'll just kind of, it'll whip it a little bit. You can whisk it. You can do that. You can put it in a bowl and whisk it. And then what that's doing is it whips air in it, so it's light and fluffy.
But I only have a spoon, so what could I do with a spoon?
Now you have to do it a lot. Use a fork instead of a spoon.
And that'll do that?
That will do it more than a spoon because the fork, you know, has open areas in it.
Hang on.
And it'll whip air into
broker,
it.
Broker, I'll be right back. We have to try this.
Do you have soft butter?
No, but hang on.
Okay, so it's not going to work. Do you have a whisk? Go to the dollar store and get a whisk. That's all you have to do. I never knew that. Abe Cannon is the Fanny Dooley of butter. He hates melted butter, but he loves whipped butter. He loves soft butter, but he doesn't like it melted. Oh, but he loves soft butter with hot syrup. I'm like, but that melts it. No, I eat it before it melts. That's the key, to eat the butter before it gets melted. He doesn't like it that way. Who'd have known? But he likes melted cheese. Butter. What butter are you rolling with there, son? Lando Lakes or?
It doesn't say on here. I forgot because I just pulled it out. It's okay.
Get yourself some Kerrygold Irish butter, son. It'll change your life.
I've had that.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, so you're saying I could put this stick of butter in a bowl, right?
If it were soft.
Well, I mean, it'll be soft in a second here. Right?
And you whisk it.
Well, I only have a fork.
Well, it's better than using a spoon.
I mean, I have a spoon.
You don't have one of those little ninja things where you make smoothies with them? Where it's just like you push it down.
Break it down like this?
Yeah, but it's going to, dude, we're going to be here forever waiting.
Well, I just want to get it started. So you're saying if I just do this, I'm going to get softer for a second.
Okay.
So you're saying I'm going to just whip, then I end up whipping it like this?
you like if you were beating eggs to scramble eggs.
Yeah.
You would want to do it like that with a fork. And that
and that's going to become a cream a whipped butter?
I'm saying in a pinch, if you don't have a blender, a food processor, or any a whisk.
You're saying this is going to work.
No, I'm saying it's your fourth option.
No, this is my only option. You and I are camping without a lighter right now.
Then it doesn't, you know.
we have to start the fire somehow.
then whatever happens, then you should be happy with, because it's going to be better than the alternative, which is hard butter.
Wow. This is actually doing a little something here. And I'm going to let it melt a little bit.
Okay. We'll come back to it.
That's pretty interesting. So you're telling me, I never knew all this time, that I should be able to just whip this up and it'll look like the butter at Gibson's.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's your fourth option.
I understand that. But I'm saying, I understand that.
If that's the only option you have, then that might suffice, is what I'm saying.
But will it suffice is my question.
I don't know. I've never done it. But you asked.
No one has.
You asked. You said, what do you do? I don't have a blender. I don't have a food processor. I don't have a whisk. You're like, I have a spoon. I'm like, well, try a fork instead of a spoon. That'll at least put some air into it.
I don't have any bread. Right now.
Have you ever made honey butter?
Is that where you pour honey in this?
You make honey butter, and then you use that and put that on your pancakes.
Oh.
Or and stuff like that. That's amazing.
So the softer this gets, it's going to, and then I'm going to mix it, and it's just going to whip up nicely.
It may. It'll whip up nicer than it will with a spoon.
Here's what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, it's not even close. It's not even there. It's still hard. It's chunks.
So as it's getting softer.
Dude, you get something in your head, and it doesn't leave, does it?
Look at this thing.
Unbelievable. I mean,
Oh, there we go. Now, you're right. It's getting softer. I think you're right. I think it might work.
Give it some time.
Should I put like a towel over it or something?
It's probably, I don't know if you got AC on in the crib or not, but.
I do.
Okay. Well.
Of course I do.
Put it over there by the window.
By the sun over here?
Put it over there by the window. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it right here.
There you go.
Man, I love that kind of butter. I would eat that butter on anything.
Now that you've now that you've taken out a stick of butter, what are you going to? You're going to have to eat something.
Well, I don't have any bread, I just noticed. But can't I just save it now like this?
Yeah, it's gonna solidify.
Well, yeah, but then it's at least gonna be in a better position for me to get it started again.
Yeah, but lots of times the butter, once it melts and then solidifies, it gets kind of grainy.
Mm. What could I eat with?
So I would maybe run out and get some bread or something.
Yeah, but that means I have to leave.
Well, yeah, but how far? I mean, you know.
Now I have a 7-Eleven right over here. Yeah,
there you go, 7-Eleven. Go get
so
some
I can
bread.
Get some bread for $9. I guess.
Go buy yourself a couple of honey buns and put it on there.
I have some barbecue chips.
You're gonna put butter on barbecue chips?
I bet that's good. Whipped butter? I bet it is. You don't think that's good?
I forgot. This is called the Slob Show. This is called the Slob Show.
Like all of a sudden, you're all proper with your eating. Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if I have melted butter or whipped butter, barbecue chips, usually not my first option.
Well, I'm looking at what I have over here.
I'm saying, yes, between that and going down the street to 7-Eleven and getting some honey buns.
Yeah.
I would go get some honey buns.
Again, you and I right now are camping without a lighter. We have to start a fire. What are we going to do?
Gotcha.
What's our best option? Chris makes a great point here. Everything is butter. Wait, everything with butter is good.
Yes, butter is excellent.
I mean, pretty much you could add butter to like a burger, a butter burger. It's better. Yeah.
No, it keeps it moist. And you actually have to add butter to some burgers. If you've got like a ground chuck or something that's like 90% lean, it doesn't have enough fat in it. It's going to be dry.
I saw you put butter on an Egg McMuffin.
Delicious.
Which made me sick because I saw you putting the butter on the ham. No, I didn't.
I put the butter on the English muffin.
I know, but it was dripping all over the ham, which I would love it.
there's Canadian bacon in an English muffin. Yes. You put butter on an English muffin. So put butter on your egg McMuffin and the whole thing stays moist.
But what I'm saying is just like how you were just judging me back then. I was like, God, that's disgusting. And now I'd be all about that.
What's changed in the last 2 years?
2 years. Three, I'm talking about years. 15 years ago. I saw you do this. I saw you do this when we were at the Merchandise Mart in 2005.
Well, then I think you owe me an apology then.
You were putting butter.
Because I told you it was dope and you said it was disgusting.
Hey, that's the same kitchen where I introduced you to Jersey Mike's.
Oh, that's true. That was second time around now. That was when we were at the Loop.
It was the same kitchen.
It was like 2015, yes.
True, but it was the same kitchen.
Yes, same kitchen.
I remember seeing there. And a gentleman.
Like the exact same kitchen. Like the exact same, same food stains.
Exactly.
Everything.
And I remember cutting you off.
We went to the studio and the same TiVo that was in the studio in 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Was on the television in 2015 with like 3 hours of record time on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I cut off a piece of my Jersey Mike sub for you.
You did?
That was who does that?
That was very gentlemanly. That was you do
that. That was a very gentlemanly thing to do.
You're very good at that. I think that's because you have siblings. I'm not. I'm spoiled. I'm selfish. I don't like sharing.
Yeah.
I didn't have anybody. I didn't have anybody to share anything with. Well, so, but I've always admired that about you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
There's something I've admired about you. It's that.
True.
You know, last week we were talking about how Roker was on this TV show, this ESPN Classic show, and we actually found one of the clips. If you want to check this out really quick, it's good stuff.
And and my wife Claire, I love you, baby, was listening to the Slob Show on her way back from work. And of course, if you don't catch it on Facebook, you can always listen to it on you know wherever you get your podcasts. And that's what she was doing.
Oh, nice!
Listening to it on Spotify, and she said, "I knew right away that the show was the missing link." I knew.
Oh, really?
He goes, "I remember right away."
That's
awesome. I'm like, good for you.
Here's Roker. Who are you talking about?
Is this the clip where I'm talking about, oh, is this the Newt Rockne speech?
Yeah.
This is the old win one for the Gipper Newt Rockne speech.
In each show, we'll connect sports icons.
And the Brakes are beating the boys.
Let me go back.
Rockne All-American.
Here, pause it for 1 second, and we'll set this up a little bit. We were talking last week about Adam Richman from Man vs. Food.
Who looks great right now,
by the way. He's got a couple of...
He looks awful.
Yeah, we were watching it on Sunday, and Claire was like, "Ooh, I'm like, yeah." I'm like, I can't talk, but we were talking about how he's on this show now, where they're talking about different food, and I'm like, "Yeah, they feed you what to say on those things. It's not like he's an expert. Like I said, it's not like he's an expert on Rocky Aoki." The founder of Benihana. They either ask him, do you have a Benihana memory, a Benihana story, or let me tell you this bit about Benihana or Rocky Aoki, right? And then you go off and you do it in your own way. So I was on this show called The Missing Link, which was on ESPN Classic. That's how long ago it was.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a Colin Cowherd show. And it was, they would link one sports star to another. So it's like, oh, well, let's link Joe DiMaggio to, I don't know, Sammy Sosa.
Whatever, A-Rod, yeah.
Or whatever, right? Or it would be even more, you know, outlandish than that because that's baseball to baseball. But you know, it would be like
it'd be like Lyle Alzado to Jake the Snake Roberts,
something like that, right? So, they were doing a thing about Newt Rockne. I'm no Newt Rockne expert. I didn't even go to Notre Dame. If I'd gone to Notre Dame, that would make sense, right? It was Notre Dame alum, right? That would make sense.
Yeah, you're just some guy.
Something about Newt Rockne. No. So they tell you stuff about Newt Rockne. So here's me on Newt Rockne. They're talking about his win one for the Gipper speech.
His life was immortalized in the film Newt Rockne All-American, in which the coach, played by Pat O'Brien, gives an inspiring halftime speech to his team.
Sometime when the team is up against it and the breaks are beating the boys,
tell them to go out there with all they've got and win just one for the Gipper.
Rockne was invoking...
Tell them to go out there with all they've got and win just one for the
Gipper. Look at that face. Look at how... I mean, you. I have to... Number one, I told you this last week. Number one, you do a great job with these. You should be on these all the time.
I appreciate it.
Number two, look at that look. Look at how you're in... This is you into it.
Dude, all I see is me talking like Mr. Hand from South Park. Off the side of my mouth. That's all I see.
Yeah, why are you talking like that?
Tell them to go out there with all they've got and win just one for the Gipper.
And like you said, they had everyone do those lines, and you delivered it with some heart. So they're like, let's use this version.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're going to have like, you know, they're going to have, you know, like Sports Illustrated and an AP columnist and sports stars and blah, blah, blah. Who the hell's Ken Smith? Chicago sports radio host, right? I gotta go out there and give it 100, right? I got to try and get some airtime.
Exactly.
Right? So that's what I did. And then, like I told you, Chet Kopic was supposed to come in after me, and he ran late. So they just kept asking me questions. They just kept, and I ended up on like 7 different episodes.
Tell them to go out there with all they've got and win just one for the Gipper.
It's awesome. Tell them to go.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Hey, you leaned into it. And guess what happened? You ended up on the show. You know, these other assholes were like, you know, he said win one for the Gipper. You know, like, no, you did it. You like,
dude, they
you
didn't went care. For it. They didn't give it. It was like, how long do we have to be here? Can we hurry up and get this over with? I gotta be at Gibson's for a late lunch. You know, it's like, I got some whipped butter with my name on it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay, here we go. I gave it the Gipper.
Yeah.
I did one for the Gipper on everything.
We've just come full circle. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. If you sat there like an asshole, you're too cool for the room, right? No, you went for it. You opened your mouth. You delivered it. You actually tried. And look, you ended up on the show.
They actually used a bunch of stuff of mine that were just stories I had and anecdotes. They didn't. That might have been the only, like, fed thing that they gave to me. Everything else that I talked about, I just did it off the cuff.
This is all off the cuff. This is good shit, man.
I appreciate that.
With all they've got and win just one. Get out there.
He's got it on a loop. Look at that. I had all my teeth, no gray hair. Look, I had lost.
You look pretty much the same.
The weight was down.
You're a little bit skinnier, but you look pretty much. I mean, this was a long time ago, and you look pretty much the same. I mean, you're a little bit lighter there, obviously.
What did we figure that was probably 2007, something like that? It might say it on the clip. 2008.
2008, yep.
2008.
So that was 14 years ago. So.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Not you bad. Want to deliver? Do you think you could still deliver
Do I have to come all the way back here so I look?
Do you think you could deliver the line now? Let's see if you could do it as good as you did it back in 2008. You ready?
Oh, my God.
Let's see. I'm going to give it to you as yourself in 2008.
Out there with all they've got. And win just one for the Gipper.
That face. Look at this. Look at the face. Like, you look like You look like Prince after he dunked in the Dave Chappelle skit.
Then I lean into it at the end. I do a little lean forward. At the end.
Rockne was
just for a little more emphasis.
Let's see.
With all they've got, and win just one for the Gipper.
You popped your head up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just like.
Do you think could you do it? You think you could do it or what?
With all they've got and win just one for the Gipper.
God.
Thank you.
Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah, all those other people must have been like, yeah, win one for the Gipper, whatever.
Yeah, you leaned into it.
I leaned into it.
Man, that's some good shit. Well, we can't top that.
Get that on my sizzle reel.
That's what I told you. You need to make a reel because you're throwing all these episodes. I'm not joking. You need to make a sizzle reel of all your clips from this thing.
Dude, so this, little Death Wish, little...
This is better than Death Wish. Oh. Let me just stick with this. let's not go crazy.
You're just jelly because they cut your lines out of Death Wish.
I didn't have any lines. You know what I'm all over, though? I'm all over that movie, Canal Street.
You're all over, like, the bloopers at the end.
Yeah, talking about Karate Kid or something.
Actually, a pretty good... Claire loves that movie. We rented it. I mean, and we had to look hard for it. And she's like, that was a pretty good movie.
Kathy and I saw it in the theaters, actually. And we were like, remember when that dude with the bag of candy on Seinfeld was filming the movie? We were seeing they're filming everything to try to get clips.
I thought you guys were going to sell me some incense and umbrellas. You were. Dude, they sent me all these clips from them filming in the movie theater. It was no wonder the movie didn't make any money.
Exactly.
Kathy's selling bootlegs outside the 7-Eleven that you buy honey buns from.
Let's wrap up the slob show on let's see the latest with this butter, which is actually it's actually coming along nicely.
But once it gets soft, you're gonna need to tilt the bowl and pretend like you're scrambling eggs with a fork. Scramble and you gotta do it hard and fast. And you might get something there.
And then it's going to be in a ball, just like they do at a Gibson's. And then I could put it in a little ball.
No, here's what I would do with that so that you don't waste it. Right?
Yeah.
Make a compound butter out of it.
Oh, like wrap it up in a little
so if you've
little
got
plastic?
Some, if you've got some parsley, some...
No, I don't have that.
Parmesan cheese.
I don't have that.
Pepper.
You have some pepper.
Okay. What do you like on your steak? Blue cheese? You got any blue cheese?
No.
Something like that you can put into it, and then you put it in a cellophane, wrap it up, put it in a freezer, and then you slice those discs off and put that on your steak or put it on your burger and let it melt into it.
Yeah.
So actually, you could even do it with, like, if you've got a steak seasoning that you like.
Oh.
Put some of that in the butter. Make the compound butter out of it.
Ooh,
remember
like that
you've got steak seasoning in the butter. And then when you have your steak or you have your burger, you put that disc of butter on it and it'll melt onto it and melt onto it. That like way you don't waste it and you don't have to go out in this non-slob friendly heat.
Let's end the slob show with this. Roker.
Final words.
Roker, give us the final word.
Out there with all the...
Oh, hang on.
Sometime when the team is up against it and the brakes are beating the boys,
tell them to go out there with all they've got and win just one for the Gipper.
God, that's some good shit. All right, we'll be back next week.
Oh, my God. See you next Tuesday. Peace.